found this really funny picture online of a weird-looking toad. It looked just like Ethan from church.
Hey, that's not nice. You shouldn't talk about your brother like that. Hi, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, my name is Zach. Hey, let me ask you this. How many brothers and sisters do you have? One, two, maybe three? Well, guess what? If you're a believer in Jesus, then you have tons of brothers and sisters. Millions, even. Because everyone who believes in Jesus is your brother or your sister. Today, that's what Thomas finds out in the story. I'll read that to you in a second, but first, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, where it says this: Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. And now, here's that story. It's called Today's the Day. Thomas laughed as he scrolled down a web page. There's a picture here of a funny-looking toad, he said. It looks just like Ethan Webster. If that toad had messed up hair, he could be Ethan. That's enough, Thomas, said Dad. That's not a nice thing to say about anyone. And didn't Ethan become a Christian at your Bible club at church last month? Yeah, said Thomas. Well then, that means he's now your brother in Christ. You should be supporting him instead of making fun of him. Maybe you can invite him over sometime. Invite Ethan over here? Thomas thought. That'll be the day. Thomas continued clicking around on the website. He came to an article on co-joined twins, twins that are joined together and share some body parts. Hey, Dad, have you ever heard of the most famous conjoined twins? He asked. They're called Chang and Ang. Dad nodded. In college, I did a study on twins, he said. I read about them then. It says here that Chang and Ang were joined at the waist, said Thomas. One was taller than the other. They had way different personalities, too. I know, said Dad. I remember reading that they sometimes fought and wouldn't speak to each other. Imagine being attached to someone you aren't getting along with. That would not be fun, said Thomas. Not getting along with other Christians might be something like that, said Dad. The Bible says all those who trust in Jesus are attached to him. It's like we're all part of the same body, with Jesus as the head. So when we refuse to show love to our brothers and sisters in Christ, we're refusing to get along with someone who's part of the same body we are. Just like conjoined twins refuse to speak to each other, that's no way to live, which is why Jesus says we must love one another. Thomas was quiet for a few moments. He knew Dad was right. Well, he thought, I guess today's the day. Hey, Dad, he said, is it okay if I invite Ethan over? Smiling, Dad nodded. So how about you? Do you get along with other Christians? Remember that all believers are your brothers and sisters in Christ, and Jesus wants you to love them like he does. Make today the day you see what you can do to help other Christians, even those you haven't always gotten along with. They're part of the same body as you, the body of Christ. And our key verse, once again, it's from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, where it says, Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. And here's our key thought for the day. Love other Christians. You know, there's something strange happening down Gilead Lane. A mysterious new neighbor has everyone talking. But what's the real story? Brooke and Michael Morrison hunt down the truth about Crazy Grace. The Morrison kids have the same problems as anybody. Brooke stresses about high school, Haley craves popularity, and Michael tries to be nice to the meanest girl in school. To discover how God helps them through all the drama, just head over to keysforkids.org and click shop to pick up the first season of Down Gilead Lane. Adventure, mystery, and truth are waiting for you down Gilead Lane. Well, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.